Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Hey family, as always, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be in your space, your place, at whatever time of day or night that you're listening to it. I just want to say thank you. For today's session, I'm always prayerful about what I bring with each session that we have, because I understand that for many, this is not just something that you're casually listening to, but as you listen to these sessions, that it is equipping you. It is literally empowering you just as much as it empowers me to deliver and to share my thoughts and my heart and the things that I feel that God has given me to share in terms of inspiration and motivation and sometimes revelation. And so today, in that same vein, I want to encourage you to not abandon yourself, to not abandon the goals and the dreams and the ambitions that you have set your heart to once before and have maybe walked away from. Maybe you're at a moment where you feel discouraged about certain avenues in your life. You know, we just finished this Easter weekend, and in my reflections, you know, I realized that oftentimes we celebrate holidays, and in the moment of those holidays, we take on certain thoughts, and after that holiday is over, we relinquish those thoughts. Those thoughts are not conversational topics. It's not something that we dwell upon or we literally meditate on. It's as if life goes on and the holiday is over, and so are the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions that came along with those holidays. And in this particular instance with Easter, we talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and how it is a pillar of our faith that we believe that not only did he live and was crucified and buried in the tomb, but we also celebrate the fact that he resurrected. And we talked about this in the previous session that we had. And if you have not listened to that session, I definitely would encourage you to go back and listen to it. Because today, I want to continue in that same vein, but bring out this point. I was listening to something, and it dawned on me that oftentimes we take on this mindset that we are the sole creators of our lives, and we are the if and buts that all things rest on us. And I think that it is so important for us to understand the significance of that, because many times situations will try to have the propensity to steer us in a direction that is opposite of our progression. And what do I mean is that it steers us in a direction where we may feel like the best option is to abandon the very work and the very processes of life that are building us, cultivating us, and maturing us, and actually cultivating the story of our victory, cultivating the story of our resurrection, cultivating the story of how we win in life. Because the truth is that sometimes life is hard. Situations are hard. But the follow-up on that truth is that in those hard times, it is the decisions that we make in those pivotal moments that often give credence to where we're going to be, how that story will end, how that situation or that chapter of our lives or how that page ends. And my session today with you is to encourage you not to abandon the work of your life. Yep, the work of your life. Because many times we look at the past and we don't let go of the unhealthy things of our past. And so we take the unhealthy things of our past, the past experiences, and we sometimes write that as a repetition that nothing will ever change. That it always went this way, it always panned out this way. But in reality, it is how we digest it, right? How we digest what happened, how we process what happened, and how we take that as fuel for the future that determines whether we win, whether we progress, or whether we digress, whether we become stagnant and stale, and then whether we lose our momentum in life. And that's why I think about the scripture. I believe it's Psalm 138, verse 8, where David, the writer of this psalm, says that in layman terms, he says that God will perfect those things concerning me. In other words, he will carry out, he will bring to fruition the things concerning me. And in the book of Philippians, he says that God, man, this is life to me. So you hear my excitement. This is life to me. It says that God will, he will finish the work that he begun in you. He will see it to its completion. And for me, that is such a joy, because there have been times in my life where I felt like my strength was gone. I felt like I had nothing else to give. I felt like the motivational moments were gone. I felt like the inspiration to move forward was gone, because the current reality of what I faced and what I experienced was so draining. It was so depleting. And to be quite honest with you, I felt like I wasn't surrounded by people, by conversations that spoke life to me, that rejuvenated me, that reminded me of strength, of my own strength, that reminded me of God's purpose for my life, and that of that significant truth of the two scriptures that I just quoted, that I just paraphrased, that basically say that the work is not completely up to me, that there is a portion of the work of my life that this purpose for which I was created was not ignited by me, but it was ignited by God. And God will perfect those things concerning me. He will bring them to fruition. And I'm a co-laborer with him. And what he seeks from me is agreement, and a trust, faith in him, faith in his purpose for my life, faith that he is committed to the work in my life. And that, is incredible. Because you may be in a place where you feel like, man, I've done all that I can do. I've given all that I can give. And it seems like that the variables in my life are working against me. But listen, the Bible says that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And we love God because of his love towards us. Once we realize his love towards us, his grace and the sufficiency of it towards us, it brings about the propensity to love him back, because we become so appreciative of this grace. We become so appreciative of this love, because this love of God and this grace of God, it carries us in the most difficult seasons of our lives, we're able to see it and comprehend it. And if you are blessed to live and where you can live long enough where you can look back in retrospect of some of the experiences you've had in life, you realize that even in the moments where you thought he was not there, he was there. And so when you take this into mind, you understand that the significance of my life is greater than my own will, my own drive, my own ambition. And so when you get to those moments where you feel like there's nothing left, my encouragement for you today is to not abandon the work. See, there's something significant about faith. We always say what to believe in, but in reality, it is your belief that empowers your reality. And so if you choose to believe that it is best to abandon, then you're going to create and cultivate a reality that is deceptive, that will make you believe that, yep, this is it. Maybe I should give up. And you're going to walk in this false reality that you chose to believe in. And life will make you so uncomfortable that it will bring you back to your purpose. It will bring you back to the thing that gave you life and gave you passion. It will bring you back to it. And it's up to you to embrace it or to continue to reject that reality, because it is so hard for you to grasp. Because the more you choose to disbelieve it, the harder it becomes for you to believe it. That just helps somebody. And so my exhortation, my encouragement for you is, don't you abandon the work of your life. Because the story is yet to be told. And oftentimes the greatest stories sometimes have the deepest feelings of defeat, of insufficiency, of failure, because it is the overcoming of those feelings. It is the overcoming of those situations. It is the overcoming of those hurts that often paint the picture of what real victory looks like. Victory is not birthed in comfort. It comes through tragedy. It comes through a place where you feel that, hey, I just have nothing left to give. This is when you find out what it means to have second wind. This is what it means when you find out that there is a wind beneath your wings. There is a power that is greater than you, that is lifting you, that is carrying you when you choose to believe. And even for some of us, it is in the worst times of our life where we feel like we have nothing to hold on to, that we find there is a grace that comes. Why? Because God is committed to the work that he begun in your life, that he is committed to the purpose, the very purpose for which you were created, the very purpose for which you were born, the very purpose for which you exist. This is why the sickness could not take you out. Yes, you may have wrestled with it. It may have been very turbulent, and ups and downs and uncomfortable, rocky and shaky. But it is the process of you going through that cultivates the victory and the strength and the maturity and the power that comes from living through it and not dying in it. Don't abandon the work of your life. See yourself as a masterpiece that is being cultivated and created. And everybody doesn't understand the impact that your story will have. And sometimes we don't understand the fullness of it until it's manifested. And I want you to believe in the manifestation of your purpose, the revelation behind your purpose in your existence of who you are. And don't you let the circumstances of your life convince you to abandon the work of your life. Because it's something to see. It's amazing in so many aspects. And it's amazing, as I'm saying this, as I'm sharing this with you, how so many people are experiencing what you have already lived through. And they are thinking of how painful or how discomforting or how just distraught it may make them feel, or how frustrating, how tensed, how questionable things may be, but you've lived through them. Why? Because there is great significance in your story. There is a great significance in the work of your life, and it remains to be seen all of the great things that lie in store for you. So today, I want to encourage you, wherever you are and whatever facet of life that you may be, whatever it is that you may be thinking of giving up upon that you really shouldn't give up upon, I want you to hold on. And I want you to believe in the beauty of the work of your life. You know, one of the greatest realizations that I've had in my life is to know that God believes in me. He created me because He believed in me. He put purpose in my heart because He believed in me. And not only does He believe in me, but He believes in His work in my life. And so, yeah, I have a part to play. But His working in my life is greater. And I found that out in the lowest moments of my life. And so if that's you, I want to encourage you to hold on. And listen, everyone may not know all the details and ins and outs of what you've been processed through. But when people can look at you and see you in a state of victory, oh man, it validates your voice that, yep, you need to be heard. They can listen to you because they know you've lived through something that they have yet to experience or maybe currently experience. But the part that really is significant is that you lived through it. And I don't want you to quit on where you are currently. I want you to push through. I want you to prevail. I want you to persevere. I want you to believe that the picture, the painting, the artwork of who you are and the story that your life will tell is still being written. And one of the greatest lines that you could have written as it relates to your life is that you lived through it. You lived through it. You lived through it. Don't you faint in the moment of adversity. Don't you cower out and quit. And don't you let the circumstances of life take away the strength of your convictions, take away the strength of the confidence that you have in who God has created you to be, molded you to be. And let's be honest, some of you are just, you don't really have that grasp of who you are and the strength and the magnitude that God has created you to be and the purpose that is for you. But I want to encourage you by saying this: you're going to find it out through the things that you experience that you should hold on as you live through it. Some of you, you're walking through a process of discovery, and don't you be discouraged because you have so many questions and not as many answers. Because sometimes the answers come after the test. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the answers come after the test. Yeah. I know that, and it may be questionable to some who are listening, like, what? But yeah, if you look at some of the things that you learned in life, you learned it after you experienced it, or you learned it while you were experiencing it. And sometimes it was a matter of cultivating something on the inside of you that brought you to the place of wisdom, that brought you to a place of maturity, that brought you to a place where you realized what the answers were. And they may have already been there. But this brings us to another point. There is a significance in revelation, which means revealing something that was not previously known, right? And I know in this world, you know, people are exposing this and exposing that. No, I'm talking about you being exposed to who you are as a person, the richness and the beauty and the significant strength and distinction of who you are as a person, the goodness about who you are, wrapped up in the imperfected human that you are. There is beauty on the inside of us. There is strength on the inside of us. There is distinction on the inside of us. Why? That is meant for the earth in this time that you are born. You are not meant for another generation. You are not meant for another century. You are not meant for another decade. You are meant for the time in which you are living right now. And so I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to lose hope, but I want you to understand that you are undergirded by your higher power, and that is God. That you are part of a bigger picture, that there was purpose bigger than your current circumstance, and that God will perfect those things concerning you. Hold on. God will perfect those things concerning you. He will bring it to completion. So don't you let go. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. Because God is rooting for you to endure, to yield to the process of what he's showing you, what he's teaching you, how and what he's developing on the inside of you. There's greatness on the inside of you. Les Brown would say, a great motivational speaker, there is greatness on the inside of you. And it is a true saying. But that greatness is discovered through adversity. That greatness is discovered through difficult times. That greatness is discovered sometimes in the loneliest seasons of your life. That greatness is discovered sometimes through the discomfort of the situations that you encounter. But I want to tell you that those things are temporary. We began this year by talking about seasons. And one of the things that we talked about with seasons is that seasons are not eternal. They are temporary. But you must steward them by honing in and seeing, what is this season? What is this situation teaching me? What is it telling me? What is it developing in me? And yield to the process. Because as you yield to the process, you're going to find that you'll begin to elevate. You'll begin to progress so much further than if you fight against it. So I hope that this session really speaks to you, really empowers you, and really helps you reframe your perspective so that you don't quit, but that you persevere, because your life is too good for you to abandon the work of it. All right. I'll see you at the next session. Let's talk then. Thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't, and also if you took a moment to share. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Super. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.